Tomorrow, the Justice Minister Jim O'Callaghan will ask the Cabinet to approve a new law which would make the names of perpetrators of domestic violence publicly available on a register. Victims will be required to give their consent to have the name of an abuser added to the register. Under the new legislation, which will be called Jenny's Law, in honour of 24-year-old Jennifer Poole, who was murdered by her ex-partner Gavin Murphy in 2021. And Jennifer's brother Jason campaigned for the law for a long time and is with us on the line now. Jason, good morning. Welcome to the programme.
Thanks very much.
How significant a step is being taken this week with this new legislation now going before the Cabinet?
I suppose it's a massive step forward for the campaign in relation to, after 4 years, to be able to finally bring a bill to Cabinet for approval. It's been a long, long 4 years, a long road. As I know, I've been on your programme before, you know, just to get it to this point. You know, there's a massive positive here that we are changing the culture of domestic violence by having a register that will be publicly available for victims or potential victims to be able to access, so that they know their partner, they know who they're living with. Unlike Jennifer's story, where Jennifer didn't know who she was living with and this person had a previous conviction and had done time in prison. The other side of it as well, I suppose, is that, you know, for us as a family, it's a massive step forward, but also it's a day and tomorrow, and, you know, just walking into the local shops this morning to see Jennifer in the newspapers again brings that straight back to that dreaded 17th of April 2021 when her life was taken. So there's a massive, you know, a massive positive here. The programme that you're highlighting here for government in relation to the bill being brought forward was in the programme for government with Fianna Fáil. But long before that, when I was working with the Justice Minister as a backbench TD, he had, you know, a belief and an understanding that when we brought this to them, that there was a real need for it. And going to Cabinet tomorrow is that massive step forward for us.
And how is the register then going to work? I mean, it will be publicly available for anybody to search.
That's correct. It'll be on the court's website, the court.ie's website, in a published drop-down menu, yeah.
And that means that anybody, I suppose, who has a suspicion about another person, that they'll be able to search that person's name and find out if they have been a domestic abuser.
Yeah, so the court findings in a case where a person has been convicted of the offence, those court reports will be made available on the website, so you will be able to see if that person has been in court and has a conviction of domestic violence. Yeah,
and it's also been reported that this new legislation will give Gardaí the power to tell schools where domestic violence has taken place in the home of a child. I mean, do you see that as an important element to the legislation also?
Yeah, well, as a teacher myself, we've a massive step forward for a school to know sometimes what's going on in a child's background or what supports they need to put in place for a child, because for most children, school is the safest place that they will be in those situations. But they may need, or there might be acted out, or there might be situations going on in a school environment that you want to protect the child even more. So to have that information will be a massive step forward for a principal or a guidance counsellor in a school to know how they can approach a situation with the child. But also what you're seeing across the situations, particularly in primary school now, is that a lot of these offences that has been committed in the household are being made available to schools, because that's where the disclosures are coming from initially. So it's just another stepping stone to protecting young people, because remember, you know, the domestic violence might be taking place in a home between a man and a woman, or a woman and a man, but in actual fact, the child has also been a part of that process and they're being affected by it. So for a school to be able to put the supports in at an earlier stage will only be, I suppose, another support for a child.
When the law was first proposed, I know concerns were raised that if an abuser was told that their name was going to be added to a register, that it might provoke them towards further violence then towards children or their partner. It might put those victims at further risk. How are those concerns going to be dealt with in the legislation that's going before the Cabinet tomorrow?
I suppose initially when it was looked at, it would be that because of a woman or a man bringing a case to court, that it would an automatic situation be that you put on a register, where the bill that's going to Cabinet, it's the deciding judge in the courtroom on the day who will decide. So it's taken that that pressure off the victim that, oh, I'm the reason why he was put on the register. The register is there, and it would be the judge who dictates whether the person was on the register or not. So,
but is it not also the case? Sorry to cut across you, Jason, but is it not also the case that the victim must also give consent for a name to be added to the register, and does that create an additional risk then for the victim?
Well, the reason why the victim would have to give consent is that because the report is going to go on a public database, on a public register, the victim may need to be named in the document, depending on the court order and the findings of the court order that's published on the court's website. So that's the reason why it's there. And that's why the mechanism is also there, that after 3 years as the perpetrator, you may go back to that deciding judge and ask to be removed from the register. The judge may decide not to remove you, may extend it for another 2 years or whatever it may be. But those mechanisms are in play because every single situation that's going in front of the court is a unique situation. And every situation, though the traits might be the same of a perpetrator in domestic violence, but the individual cases are not. And that's why it's being put down to the judge on the deciding day of the court case, whether he or she will put the person on the register or not.
The other concern that has been raised about the legislation is that people whose names are on the register, or even people who are related to them or might have a similar name, that they might face vigilantism. I mean, is that a legitimate concern?
I don't think so. I think we've moved forward in 2025. You know, thousands and thousands of people have signed a petition to look for this domestic violence register. And I'm sure you can see from your statistics that has been carried out, even with the Regarda reports last year, the amount of people who have just made, you know, calls to the guards that are domestic violence related, that oversees, you know, we're looking at supports here. We're looking at making people safer. And the victim is of paramount importance and children's of paramount importance in this case. So I think, yes, that might be a legit, you know, risk that somebody might, but again, that's up to the guards, and the guards will do their job thoroughly as they always have. But I think we can't say we can't have a register because somebody might get spray paint put on their front door. We need to have a register to protect those, and particularly those who have all died at the hands of violence against men in this country. So the register and the support outweigh what we would see if we didn't have it.
Jason, thank you very much for speaking with us this morning about that legislation, which will be named in honour of your sister, Jennifer. The time is 8:21.